Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahawa, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to the segment. It is with Hazrat Mulana Salman Yunus, Hafidhahullah. And remember, the date today is the 25th of Ramadan, 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 26th of March, 2025. Other areas of the world, it is the 26th of Ramadan. Let's welcome Mulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mulana, all well on your side? How's the last few days of Ramadan going?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, all well. The last few days feels like it just started, and now we're already over. I can't even imagine how fast time has went.
Gee, it does. It feels like we're just getting in the groove now, and we have to say salam to Ramadan. And just now the other day, one of these Palestinian brothers, they took over one of the bakeries here in Lens. So actually he's from Jordan, not Palestine, but he's from Jordan. But initially he was born in Palestine and that. So he gives me nice facts and all of this now and then. So he was saying to me that, you know, they have this one thing I find amongst many with these Palestinians is they're very true and sincere. They're not, yes, if you mess with them, then you will also be, you'll find that they are not, they will deal with you appropriately. But he said this here, he asked me this question, he said, how's Ramadan treating you? Not how you treating Ramadan, he said, how's Ramadan treating you? And then he said, when it comes to us, we're not treating Ramadan well. But Ramadan, how's it treating you? So I said, what can we say? This is the month in which the Quran Sharif was revealed from Lawl Mahfud to the Baytul Ma'mur, also known as Baytul Izzah. So this year is like this last few days, we're just getting into the groove. But Mulana will advise us more on these aspects as well. It is to live our entire life like Ramadan. That's the whole idea.
Gee, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As we know, today is the 25th of Ramadan, 1446. And last night was one of the odd nights. And three of the odd nights have gone already. We have two more remaining. And generally, you see, what happens is that in life also, after something happens, then the advice is given. But rather, it's better whilst you're in the issue, whilst you're in the circumstance, then for the advice to be given so that it can be practically applied and you can ponder upon it at the same time. We find in Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions about His creation. Allah Ta'ala mentions about the mountains. Allah Ta'ala mentions about the rain, about the dead earth coming back to life. Allah Ta'ala mentioned about the sun, the moon, all these things, so that we may ponder over the creation of Allah Ta'ala and recognize the Creator. That definitely, with all these objects, all these creations around us, so huge, so mighty, there has to be a Creator behind it. And by pondering over that, then we are able to recognize Allah Ta'ala. Ramadan, we find that, as you say, the common question now, and is like we'll say on everyone's tongue, is that so fast Ramadan is gone. Now we know it's already Eid. How the month just flew. These will be common terms, common sentences on the tongues of people. However, a person that truly valued Ramadan, and may Allah Ta'ala allow us to one year at least value Ramadan correctly, for him, he he would have felt Ramadan every single moment. For him, if you tell him Ramadan went so quick, he'll tell you, I felt like I'm living Ramadan all the time. Because every single moment of Ramadan, he cherished, he understood the worth of it, and he did what was needed to be done in this month of Ramadan. So when he sees Eid approaching, then he is very happy. Why? Because he understands that my Eid is coming, and I know that my Ramadan, I felt it. I felt it, I recognized it, and I utilized it as I needed to do it to give me that push and that training for the next 11 months to come before I need my servicing again for the next Ramadan, inshallah. Now, as we said, sometimes after the sickness, sometimes after the trial, the fitna, then we want to give advice on how to be safeguarded from it. Whereas the advice is needed beforehand. In Ramadan, we find Allah Ta'ala given us such a month. And in the wisdom, in the great wisdom of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has designed every aspect of this month to allow us to connect with Allah Ta'ala. If we just reflect on Ramadan, if we just think of Ramadan and all the ibadat, all the aspects associated with this great month, then we'll see how every single one of them is to draw us closer to Allah Ta'ala. So sometimes, you know, we just fast, we're just reading our salah, we're just reading our tarawih, our Quran, sari, iftar, etc. But did we stop for a moment and ponder, why is this in Ramadan? Did we stop and ponder and think, this could have been throughout the year, but only in Ramadan this is here. Why is this? Initially, we mentioned in one of the other weeks that Ramadan is the training period. Ramadan is not the test. The test comes after Ramadan. Ramadan is the training period. And the training is always more difficult, always more intense than the actual event, than the actual race. So when we look at Ramadan, today inshallah, I will want to discuss or rather explain what we'll call a typical day of Ramadan, a typical normal day in Ramadan. And let us look at how each aspect was used to train us for after Ramadan. Each aspect was meant to bring us closer to Allah Ta'ala. If we just ponder and realize, what lesson can I take from it? That every aspect of a believer's life, he must pull a lesson on how to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. He must see the wisdom behind every aspect. He must see that there and how I can see Allah in every situation of mine. So in a normal day of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, you find a person gets up for sehri, right? And we see many a times this question comes to us, that, Mawlana, I didn't wake up for sehri. Can I still fast or must I still fast? And the answer is that you still have to fast. Whether you woke up for sehri or you didn't wake up for sehri, you still have to fast. And when you tell the person you still have to fast, you say, but Mawlana, how am I going to manage? I never eat nothing in the morning. And we know ourselves, we are busy eating it till 11, 12 o'clock in the night. And 1-2 hours we never eat, we feel, oh, the whole world is over. How am I going to manage to fast? So the person now, he feels despondent, and he feels that he's not going to manage, because he never gets food in his system to allow him to survive for the entire day. Now, we understand the importance of sehri, because we know I need to eat to survive the entire day, to keep me going till the night comes again when I can eat again. Likewise, in our normal day of our life, out of Ramadan, we need our spiritual food also every morning. That will keep us guided, that will keep us protected from all the fitness out there, and will keep us reminded of Allah Ta'ala. The spiritual food is what? The spiritual food in the morning is our Fajr Salah. Our Fajr Salah is a must, and we need to make sure all the baligh males that in the masjid, it must be performed. And the women, obviously, in the confinement of their homes, in the comfort of their homes, they will perform their salah. So just like how we have that mindset that I can't, how am I going to survive the day if I don't eat a steady to keep me going and energized? We must have this mindset that how will I survive the day in this world if I didn't wake up for my Fajr Salah? How, what is going to keep me guided? What is going to give me protected from that fitness out there? So the steady, we can link it up with this year, our spiritual food and one is our physical food. And if you look in the month of Ramadan and throughout the year also, Sehri is much earlier than Fajr. And Fajr in the month of Ramadan is much earlier than any time throughout the year also. Why? Because the person is awake for Sehri. And as soon as the time of Fajr sets in, Sehri ends. Now imagine if you're going to make Fajr 1 hour later, as normally what happens throughout the year. We have Fajr at the latest possible time to make it easy and convenient for people. If you're telling that person 1 hour later is only going to be Fajr in Ramadan, the Jamaat in the Masjid, majority of people end up reading it at home. So we see from the Ahadith also, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make Fajr early in the month of Ramadan also, because people are awake, then they come, they read their Salah, Alhamdulillah, and they can go home and relax till Ishraq, whatever it might be, right? So in Ramadan, Fajr and Sehri is much earlier. We see after Ramadan, Fajr goes back to what we see our normal time setting for Fajr, about 20 minutes before sunrise. Now, if I could wake up so early for Sehri, and you say something, oh, I need half an hour to eat, I need 10 minutes to eat, whatever it is. If I could wake up so early for Sehri, if I could wake up so early for Fajr in Ramadan, out of Ramadan, when Fajr is more later, then how, why can't I wake up? What excuse do I have? So Allah Ta'ala is showing us the first lesson, that Sehri, you need your physical food. Likewise, in life, every day, you need your spiritual food of Fajr Salah. And we see that how early you woke up to eat something. Likewise, Fajr is so early. Even if, perchance, a person no longer wakes up Sehri time for Tahajjud anymore throughout the year, but that Fajr Salah, he wakes up every day throughout the year, that is well achieved. That is a goal he has achieved. And this is success you can see along his way. And we see also many a times after Fajr, a person sits in Ramadan, he'll start his day with Quran, with Yasin, with Zikr, or he comes to the Masjid while he's waiting for Salah to start. He sits with the Quran, he's reading his Khatam. He's starting his day on a spiritual high. After waking up, the first thing in the morning is not the cell phone, is not the television, is not all these aspects. Rather, the first thing is how I'm connecting with my Allah Ta'ala again. So Sehri, Fajr, all these aspects, the lesson we see is in Ramadan, if I could do it after Ramadan, all the more I can do it. And please, many a times we see people come with a story, you know, I had a very intense Ramadan, so I'm just taking a breather for 1 week, 2 weeks. 1 week, 2 weeks, going for holiday and coming back. Oh, I'm just taking it easy now, I'm just relaxing a little bit. I go back to the Masjid again. That day is the worst idea possible. And the one of the worst things that ever happens is people going for holidays immediately after Ramadan. And especially now we'll see it'll be a school break. Because when you go for holiday now, you become lazy in ibadat. That pabandi you had when it came to Salah with Jamaat, with the tilawat of Quran, on holiday it's all maaf. You say it's all half. So we forget about it. And when you come back, the whole month of training is lost. So now after Ramadan, let us see how we can stay at home and stay guided and stay consistent in what good we are doing. Don't look for the breather. Rather, we're going to get that breather. Why? Because everything is going to be much more relaxed now. No more Taraweeh, no more Sehri to wake up for, no more fasting throughout the day. Much more relaxed day is already becoming. So the relaxation which we need, Allah Ta'ala already granted it. Allah Ta'ala already knew it and Allah gave it to us. The next aspect we see is the Zuhr Salah. And always around Salah we work, because our life must revolve around Salah. So all the lessons we pull, you'll see it around Salah only. Whereas you can't pull many other lessons. The person just applies his mind, he'll see many, much more he can do. So around Zuhr Salah, we see how many shops closed, Alhamdulillah. How many shops that normally throughout the year they don't close for Zuhr. But for Zuhr Salah now in Ramadan, they close their shop. The workers, the bosses, the entire staff, Alhamdulillah, come for Salah in the Masjid. So if this could be done for 1 month, Why can't we do it for the rest of the 11 months? Why can't we do it for the rest of the 11 months? And if you ask these people, you know what, show me your books. How is your finances in this month? And they'll tell you, you know what, there was no much difference. But normal, like a normal month, like how we have our ups and downs in any other month. It was just like that day. Oh, even you see, maybe we did better. So now you ask them the question, so why don't you just close your shop throughout the year? For, you know, customers, imagine half an hour you're closing, 45 minutes you're closing. How much customers is lost? But remember, Allah Ta'ala sends the customers. Allah Ta'ala sends the customers. You can be open 24/7, 365. Allah doesn't want a single customer to come to you. Not a single customer can come. You can have the best advertisements, the best advertising, the best items, the neatest of shops. If Allah doesn't want that customer to come, you won't come. On the other hand, you can have what you'll say a spaza shop. You can have no need, no order, nothing. But if Allah wants customers to flood your shop, no one can stop it. So our trust is in Allah Ta'ala. So our Zohar, as well, we can see our Asr Salah is about working times also. How we can go and attend the Salah, encourage our staff to attend the Salah. And one thing is that we find in businesses that we put the time for our workers to read Salah part of the break time. And this discourages them from reading Salah. This discourages them from reading Salah. Why? Because if their break is half an hour, they know 15 minutes is going into Salah. Whereas, if we allocate, we'll say, you know what, you got your half an hour for your break, and here's your 15 minutes for your Salah also. But you make sure you go for Salah. Or we go all together for Salah. Then you'll see what a world of difference. One is you as a work, Allah Ta'ala gives you so much barakah as a boss, as an employer, that you are assisting a person towards good, you are enjoining a person towards Salah, and they feel happy, you know what? In their mind, they feel, I'm reading my Salah, and they feel I got a longer break also. They look forward to Salah also. So we should see how our Zohar Salah, our Asr Salah, as we close in Ramadan, let us close throughout the year also. Allah gives the risk. Allah is the provider. Don't worry about anything else. Yes, if we got otherwise our non-Muslims there, if they are running it for us while all the Muslims are waiting, then no problem in that day. But by closing it, we'll be giving a stronger message to them even. We'll be giving a stronger message to them as non-Muslims, giving da'wah to them to show them that this is our Islam, this is our ibadat, that this is it. So one person one time said, you know, you Muslims, you'll get so much breaks in the day for your salah. Maybe I must become Muslim. So someone turned around and told him, you know what, if you prepare to sell your religion for a little bit of more break, then what trust and conviction you have in your religion? What trust or conviction you have in your religion? Well, Yunus Batiyah Rahmatullah, a very, very lengthy incident. But when he ran his, I think it was his son-in-law's shop while he was gone for Umrah, and the tartib that he had, all the people around him thought the shop would close down because of how he used to do it. This came to mind now, I can't remember the actual details, but something like this is that 8 or 9 o'clock he'll only open the shop, and then again 12 o'clock he'll close the shop, go early for Salah, relaxing, making wuzu, having a nice lunch after the day, work is going early, again he opens about 4 o'clock, and again by 4 o'clock he closes. Few hours in the day opening. Someone, all the people around him said, you know what, this person is going to run this shop down. He's going to run the shop down. But when his son-in-law came back and everything, and then they saw the books, this was the month which he actually made the most amount of money. The most amount of money. So when you study the lives of our pious, and you take guidance from our pious, then we see how Allah Ta'ala opens our eyes, and Allah Ta'ala opens the goodness before us. So we only have 5 minutes left, and we only never even touch on the actual lessons of the day that you can barely go into. But nevertheless, inshallah, we have time to continue. Another time we continue, but we'll end up on this one aspect here, inshallah, of the Asr Salah. We said about Zohar and Asr, about the closing the businesses, closing the shops, allowing ourselves and the workers coming for Salah. And then we see after Asr, generally majority of shops closed early or closed at the time of Asr in the current years. when the summer months, Asr is more heated now. Compared to the winter months, where Asr will be about 3:30 and things, then it's understandable. But now with Asr being about 5 o'clock, 5:15 throughout Ramadan, then many businesses closed, even if they used to close at 5:30 or 6 o'clock. Or even if Asr was 4:45, they closed at one time. They say one time, where are you going to come back? Close it. So many businesses closed early. They came for Asr. The workers came for Asr. Everyone came for Asr. And we see, after Asr, what an encouraging environment is in the masjid. The masjid is buzzing. People are sitting, reading Quran, making tasbih. Programs are taking place. Dua is taking place. The 40 durood is taking place. Everyone's reading the Quran. Hufaz are making the door. Everyone. If I can do this for 1 month. And what enjoyment there was seeing people in the masjid. Seeing the masjid like this. Where the women folks also, they are sitting at home. They are reading Quran. The iftari is already prepared, getting prepared while they are busy in the ibadat. Imagine about, why don't we live our lives? That's the question. The question is, why don't we live our lives like how we live in Ramadan? We've got no excuse. We've seen the barakah. We've seen the reality. We've seen the goodness. But why don't we continue it? What pulls us back to our old way? What makes us want to say, no, leave it now? It's that environment that changes around us. Imagine if the Fajr Salah remained the same crowd as it is now. Who will not want to go for Fajr Salah? Imagine if the Zohr and Asr Salah in the masjid stays with that same atmosphere. Who would want to feel like, let me stay in that masjid? Imagine in that home where we gave up that television for that 1 month, that music for that 1 month, that immodest dressing for that 1 month. And we saw that Nuraniyat entered this home. And we saw that peace, no fighting, no arguments, no, what you will say, issues or trials in the home. And then we'll see, and we enjoyed it. But after Ramadan, these issues of television and music and immodest dressing coming back, then the Nuraniyat of the house is pulled out. And then we'll say, why can't it be like Ramadan? Why can't I feel like Ramadan? It's because those aspects which we gave up in Ramadan and those aspects which we inculcated ourselves into ourselves in Ramadan, we've abandoned them or we either brought them back to ill habits. So if we want that feeling of Ramadan, then we have to continue it in the way of Ramadan. So inshallah, we'll see how we can continue this discussion as we are only by the Asr Salah. And there's still many other lessons which we can learn from Ramadan, many other aspects which we can pull from Ramadan that will guide us throughout the year to show us how we can live our life in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala for the rest of the 11 months. And it was not only exclusive for the month of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding and tawfiq. And may Allah Ta'ala allow us to utilize these remaining days of Ramadan to the maximum capability. If we haven't used whatever of Ramadan has passed, then fear not, worry not. We have a few days remaining, and these are big days and the best of days. So let's see how we can at least exert ourselves in the days to come. And let us ponder on whatever we have discussed for today. When tomorrow's Sehri comes, and tomorrow Fajr, when today's Zohar and Asr comes, let us think of these aspects. We are closing our shop today. Let us think and ponder on this year. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mulana, for that advice. I make dua for us as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Muhammad.